Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. May the force be with you. Bob Fisher is our guest, folks. Robert J. Fisher, certified financial planner, is our guest. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager and one of our top thinkers in the Brain Trust. And he's here to talk to us about something that I don't think we've ever talked about before. Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's certainly good to be on the show again. It's
good to have you back as always. Bob, you've been teaching students and small business owners something you call lateral thinking. And I'd like for you to tell the audience what you mean by that. Give us the definition of lateral thinking.
Well, lateral thinking is when we shift our thinking actually laterally. See, we all have patterns that we think in, and these patterns make it difficult for us in our small businesses to see some of the opportunities that are available to us. Mm-hmm. So what we need is a set of tools that can literally shift our thinking laterally so we can see new opportunities.
So you're talking about a tool, a thought tool, as a way of shifting, putting us, sort of switching us over from one track of thinking to another track of thinking, like a switch would, like a railway switch would. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yes, what we say with lateral thinking, if it's not broken, break it and see where that leads you.
Now, what is open to that thinking? What is open to, if it's not broken, break it? And I mean, you don't want to do that with everything, do you? When do you decide to break something that's not broken?
Well, when you need new ideas. And when I say break something, I was kidding you before we talked. I said I might talk about I would tell you what I told President Obama when he called me and asked me for advice. The interesting thing there is I used a provocative operation.
Mm-hmm.
If President Obama called me and said, "Bob, I need some new ideas for the White House," what would I tell him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that takes me to thinking about something that I don't normally think about, because I really don't expect President Obama to call, although if he's listening today, you can give my number.
Plus it'd be pretty scary to get inside the head of a politician anyway. So Republican or Democrat. And by the way, he does listen. I've gotten the word that he does listen every day. So go ahead. He's listening right now. What would you say to him if he called you with these new ideas?
Well, I did this as a thought exercise, and I would tell President Obama that we need to plant victory gardens like we did back in World War II to get people's mind off the problems in the economy and to get them to be more self-reliant.
Right. Okay. And that's lateral thinking?
Well, that's an example of lateral thinking. One of the tools that we use, it's called random entry. And the idea is to enter a problem from some random point. So you end up with, you pick a word at random. It could be coffee cup or fishing pole or just pull out the dictionary and just point to the first noun that you come to. And you develop other words from that. And then you use those words and apply them right back to your problem.
So would these be words that would be connected to your business? Something?
No.
Is this like brainstorming?
No, it's very, very different, because in brainstorming what happens is, you say, here's the thing, we don't have any rules, just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very, very structured, lateral thinking is a very, very structured way of thinking, because you have certain rules. You start with your focus issue. Any focus issue might be, how can I increase my sales in the Northern Division,
mm-hmm.
right? And your random word could be fishing pole, and so then you know, think of words associated with fishing pole, you know, lake, you know, line, bass.
But
and,
would fishing pole be something that the northern district would represent? I mean, is there some connection to that? So I could have said asteroid, and that would have worked.
You could have said asteroid, and that would have worked too.
Okay, all right. Very interesting. Well, I'm still not sure I understand how. When we come back after this break, I'm going to get Bob to connect fishing pole and asteroid to this process of getting some new ideas, some fresh ideas into our businesses. And President Obama, stand by, sir. We're going to have some new stuff for you too. Robert J. Fisher, Fischer is how you spell his last name. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm not going to spell my last name. You're welcome. Stay with me.
Red band, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.